sogno. Oh lama dia makan sebungkus samo-samo, nasi sepiring udah habis, rasona tanggung. Pede tambuh lagi abis segalo. Rasonyo oi lama nian makan sebungkus samo-samo, nasi sepiring udah habis, rasona tambuh. Rasonyo lemah.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian National Food Agency or Bapanas head Arief Prasetyo Adi announced on Tuesday that state logistics agency Perum Bulog has begun distributing rice assistance to support the economy of low-income communities. Based on a directive from the agency in coordination with local governments, the state logistics agency began distributing 20 kilogram rice packages to each beneficiary family as of Monday. Indonesia Endowment Fund for Education, or LPDF, on Tuesday reported it disbursed about 154 trillion rupiah, or about $9.4 million, towards scholarships and other education grants in the period from 2010 to June 2025. The President Director of Indonesia Endowment Fund for Education, Andin Hadianto, told Commission 9 of the House of Representatives that the Indonesia Endowment Fund for Education provided scholarship to about 55,400 recipients. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Saat kau pergi. Tak perlu kau katakan semua itu, cukup tingkah laku. Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja. Cinta itu bukanlah main-mainan, tapi pengorbanan. Semua bisa bila sayang, semua bisa bila. Apalah artinya sayang tanpa kenyataan. Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja.
Listeners, today's Music Quarter presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17th, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Cintaku padamu, aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu. Walau ku tahu ku kan terluka. Jika semua berbeda, kau bukanlah orang yang kupuja. Tetapi hatiku telah memilihmu, walau kau tak mungkin tinggalkannya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, kuatlah diriku. Walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki semua. melebihi cintaku padamu. Aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu, walau ku tahu ku kan terluka. Jika semua berbeda, kau bukanlah orang yang ku puja, tetapi hatiku telah memilihmu, walau kau tak mungkin tinggalkannya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia, walaupun kau takkan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia, walaupun kau takkan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Buatlah diriku bahagia, walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia, walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku
single by Indonesian female singer Astrid, Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua or Make Me the Second. But the version that you just enjoyed is by Indonesian band Alessa. But hopefully you do not make Voice of Indonesia as the second, but always be the first radio station that you always tune into every single day. Well, listener, now it's time for me to inform you about the weather forecast here in Indonesia for Wednesday, July 16, 2025. Let's start today's trip with the cities on Sumatra Island, namely Banda Aceh, that will be cloudy in the morning, in the evening and late at night, but turns out to be rainy in the afternoon. Same weather forecast is also predicted in Medan, and Bengkulu will be mostly cloudy. Then we go to Jambi, that will be cloudy all day long. Now we go to the city of Denpasar, Bali, that will be covered by cloud all day long as well, with temperatures ranging from 24 to 32 degrees Celsius. Sulawesi Island, with the cities of Gorontalo, will experience a light rainy day in the morning and the afternoon. What about Manado? It will be rainy, even with some lightning in the afternoon. Palu will be rainy from the morning to the evening. Makassar will be partly cloudy, with temperatures ranging from 22 to 29 degrees Celsius. Now let's go to the cities in Kalimantan, namely Samarinda, that will be cloudy, the thick one, in the morning and late at night. Then we go to Banjarbaru, that will be rainy with lightning in the afternoon. Let's go to Java Island with the cities of Bandung and Semarang that will be rainy in the afternoon. Surabaya will be covered by cloud all day long with humidity from 42 to 94%. If you are in the eastern part of Indonesia, like Jayapura, Jayawijaya, Merauke, Nabire, Sorong, Manokwari, Ambon, and Ternate, make sure you bring along your umbrella or prepare any equipment, any accessories that can protect you from the rain. Well, listener, there is a lot more and more when we come back. So do stay tuned only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Walau badai menghadang, ingatlah ku kan selalu setia menjagamu. Berdua kita lewati jalan yang berliku tajam. Resah yang kau rasa
menjadi bagian hidupku. Bersamamu letakkanlah segala
tanpanya, pastikan hampa yang kurasa. Tuhan jagalah dirinya, karena tanpa dia ku takkan bisa. Oh baby you make my whole world so wonderful. You make me feel so so beautiful. Adanya memberi kekuatan di saat ku tak berdaya. Yang meyakinkanku saat ku tak percaya bahwa ku selalu dan pastikan bisa. Oh baby you make my whole world so wonderful. You make me feel so so beautiful.
So beautiful, so wonderful, so beautiful, so wonderful, so beautiful, so wonderful. of Indonesia. The overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Waterfall is the most beautiful water tourism in Manado City, North Sulawesi. This becomes the residents' favorite recreational destination. This waterfall has a natural panorama that can spoil the eyes. Kima Atas Waterfall is located in Kima Atas Village, Mapanget District, Manado City. The location is about 10 kilometers from Sam Ratulangi Airport and 15 kilometers from downtown of Manado City and can be accessed by personal or public motor vehicles. This waterfall can be reached within 50 minutes from downtown of Manado City by land transportation. This waterfall has 3 steps and a height of about 8 meters. Under the waterfall, there is a reservoir of water that forms a pool so that visitors can swim in the area. The panorama around this waterfall is very beautiful, and it is surrounded by green trees so that the atmosphere is cool and calm. The water flows into the clean Kima River and empties into the Manado Beach. Flow from the upper Kima waterfall is not too heavy because there is a plain which makes this waterfall look like to have levels. The water that comes down from above will indeed hit layers of rocks before going down to the bottom, so the resulting water flow is not too heavy. Therefore, you can swim and enjoy the flow of water from the waterfall directly in the water reservoir. There are several places that are quite deep, and this place is suitable for those of you who are proficient at swimming. If you are not good at swimming, you can just play in the water around shallow areas. If you don't want to swim, you can roll out a mat and sit around the waterfall to enjoy the rushing water. At the location of this waterfall, there are trees that are quite dense and large. If you want to stay overnight, there are quite a lot of inns here. Because the location is not too far from downtown of Manado, of course, there will be many inns with a variety of prices there. Keyword of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. A quote by R.A. Kartini. Raden Ajeng Kartini, or R.A. Kartini, is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men. Kartini believed with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated with broad knowledge, have firm determination, never give up, be religious, and respectful to older people. Be courageous, optimistic, modest, humble, and full of love. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Ketika kau lewati bumi tempat ku berdiri, kedua mata ini tak berkedip menatapi pesona indah wajahmu. Mampu mengalihkan duniaku, tak henti membayangkanmu, terganggu oleh cantikmu. Tujuh hari dalam seminggu, hidup penuh warna, ku selalu mendekatimu, memberi tanda cinta. Engkau wanita tercantikku yang pernah ku temukan. Wajahmu mengalihkan duniaku. Hey yeah yeah, pesonamu dan wajahmu mengalihkanku. Pesona indah wajahmu mampu mengalihkan duniaku. Tak henti membayangkanmu, terganggu oleh cantikmu. Tujuh hari dalam seminggu, hidup penuh warna, ku selalu mendekatimu, memberi tanda cinta. Engkau wanita tercantikku yang pernah ku temukan. Wajahmu mengalihkan duniaku. Hidupku penuh warna, ku selalu mendekatimu, memberi tanda cinta. Engkau wanita tercantikku yang pernah ku temukan. Wajahmu mengalihkan duniaku. Duniaku.
Oh,
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Special feature service production of Radio Republik Indonesia, World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You must be familiar to the word karapan sapi. Yes, a unique tradition of bull race from Madura. Karapan sapi Madura has existed since the 14th century and has become tradition among Madura people, passed from one generation to generation. Listener, we will invite you to find out more about the tradition of Karapan Sapi culture, originally from Madura Island. Rasul Kalib, Head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, explained that to start Karapan Sapi, particularly in prestigious events like Karesidenan or Regency level or President Cup. Usually, bulls are paraded with Madura gamelan traditional music. The gamelan Madura is called saronan. Jockeys wear traditional clothes.
Untuk pelaksanaan di tingkat Karesidenan, Piala Presiden,
for Karasidenan or Regency level or President Cup, it is not only about Karapan Sapi, but also traditional dances and music accompanying Karapan Sapi named Saronen. So practically, Karapan Sapi is like Olympiad. All participants stand in lines with Saronen music and dancers in front of the bulls. The dances have special segment in Karapan Sapi. When it comes to jockeys, they are trained indeed. They determine the winning of the bulls. It needs special skills to become a jockey. They do not have special attributes, but wearing red and white clothes, typically Sumenep or Madura called Pak Sakera. It's red and white t-shirt for the top and the bottom is black pants. They also wear blangkon or Javanese headgear, but this blangkon is for nobles. If people want to wear it, there are special spells because blangkon for people and keraton or palace are different.
Madura cultural observer Edi Sediawan, there is something unique in Karapan Sapi race. The first round is determining with groups win and lose, while the second one is determining the winner of losing group, and the third one is determining the winner of winning group.
Tapi uniknya, mungkin hanya satu-satunya di dunia ya. Ada juga.
But uniquely, which may be the only one in the world, there is the winner of the loser. Tourists may be confused what the winner of the loser is. In the first round, the bulls race. The loose ones are not eliminated but separated. They race again until top three. But the winner of the loser is different from contender. It goes like this. Usually, there are 36 contestants split into two, namely 18 losers and 15 winners. The 18 losers compete with each other until top three. So tourists usually say this is the winner of the loser. Then the tourists get confused. I can understand it as this is local wisdom. It is still understandable if bulls lose. They are still followable though.
Dikalahkan di sini. Pura-pura kalah ya. Di sini baru dia.
Jaat ganggu panca sila.
Gus Abdullah, owner of bull for Karapan Sapi in Sumenep, explained that Karapan Sapi for Madura people was male bull race. Before the race, there is special ritual. Every group has its own members.
Apabila sapi sudah siap mau masuk ke setap ataupun mau diadu, sebelum masuk ke setap itu dipanasi.
When bulls are ready for race and enter stop point, the bull's body is smeared with chili water and poured with spirit liquid, and they are escorted toward the start point where two starters wait for them. Kalales or sled made of bamboo is used for bulls. Next to bulls, there are two people called apek, while behind them are followers or race members. Those not excluded in the entourage are not allowed to come in the line, as it is strictly guarded to avoid fraud.
The bulls were well maintained by the owners, starting from food to supplement, as Gus Abdullah, owner of bulls, does in Sumenep, Madura.
Sapi itu walaupun tidak menghadap Karapan Sapi, tiap harinya itu harus pakai jamu.
The bulls drink jamu or herbal drink in which there is egg and honey and even medicine and vitamin like hemophyton. Moreover, rich people in Bangkalan who have bulls for race add dope, but people in Sumenep cannot afford it.
Karapan sapi bull race as a tradition originally from Madura still has natural elements with new developed tricks, though by using rekeng.
Kalau yang tidak rekeng, itu istilahnya kan sapi, ya apa ya, kurang
banget. Bull which uses rekeng means it is a slow bull, so the jockey rides on it while using rekeng if the bull moves slowly. Bulls which use rekeng will not win against those using rekeng, and it can be proved. Now there are two versions, and I have used rekeng since early 80s. Rekeng is a bidder used by jockey made of rattan which uses nails, but sometimes nails are not used as it is not so strong and easily bent, and it is replaced by using sharpened motor bars. The bulls like the race too.
Jahat ganggu Pancasila.
According to Madura Cultural Observer Edi Setiawan to Madura people, karapan sapi is not merely hereditary tradition and entertainment, but it also has economic goal for owners.
Tapi saya berpikir lebih jauh ke dalam dari segi sejarah dan segi filosofi.
Bulls for Madura people have two meanings. First, without bulls, Madura people cannot plant seeds to grow because soil in Madura is hard. It is hard to use hoe, so it needs plow. Secondly, bulls are investment. We can say that no house in this village do not have bulls corral. Why? To Madura people, bull prices increase in 3 to 6 months, so that when they need money, they can sell the bulls. So it totally has economic value.
According to the head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, the tradition coming from Sapudi, a small island in the east of Madura in early 14th century, used to be public entertainment commonly done by farmers to spend break time after harvest. This karapan has several kinds according to its level.
Jadi begini, karapan sapi ini awal mulanya,
so karapan sapi came from Sapudi in early 14th century. After farmers finish plowing paddy field, there is post-harvest internal, which is used for people's entertainment featuring bull race after bulls finish plowing. Year to year, civilization developed. Bulls which have used to plow paddy field competed with each other in speed. Afterwards, Kerap Kenny is held usually in district level with a distance of 110 meters like drag race in the modern era, but using bulls. The second competition is Kerap Praja. There are five kinds. First, Kerap Kenny. Secondly, Kerap Praja, which is higher level when winners in each district compete with winners from other districts in the same regency with a distance of 10 meters. Thirdly, there is Kerap Uncengan. So if there are certain big days, Regency is usually invited for a race. The agenda is generally twice a year. Fourthly, there is Kerap Karasidenan, the most prestigious one, as it fights for President Kerap. The winner of this competition is the best from four regencies in Madura, and this event results in massive economic growth. The last one is Kerap Jarjaran. It is a training competition for jockeys and their bulls.
Sapi itu harus memang benar-benar sapi pilihan.
ganggu Pancasila.
Karapan Sapi is a mass agenda that will always attract local and international tourists. People's big enthusiasm about this event shows the richness of culture in Indonesia, particularly in Madura. That was a special feature produced by Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Script by Muhammad Kadhafi. Production of Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Bye for now.
They think that I'm slipping side by side. They think that I'm trapping money and a tank. When I'm with my queen, without Sachi and Gucci, you're still the hottest in the city. Whoa. Got you worried about my limit, dancing all night. Yeah, I'm really dangerous. Time with no gimmicks, spending my cash, no limit. Just bring all your friends, we like it. What you wanna do? Let's hit it.
eternity.
Side by side, you and me.
Side by side.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amu Siat Loga. The word tete in Mentawai traditional language means grandfather or also earthquake. Tete Amu Siat Loga linguistically means the earthquake is coming, the squirrels are already screaming. In the song lyrics, if tete is angry or an earthquake is about to occur, natural signs will appear, such as the sound of restless animals, rumbling sounds from the top of the hill, landslides, and others. The song emerged after a major earthquake followed by a tsunami in the Mentawai Islands in 1797. The song Tete Amu Siat Loga is sung for one generation to the next generation. This song is like an early warning and reminder of the signs and dangers of earthquake and tsunami disasters. Well, listener, here is the song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amu Siat Loga by Mate Samalingai. Happy listening!
Amu siat loga teteu katinambu leleu teteu girisit nyau.